The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
To God's presence this morning, and I know that this morning again, God will bless you greatly in the name of Jesus. We are grateful to God for His blessings and for His favor on our lives since this month started. And we know that in the remaining days, God will yet surprise us in Jesus' name. Kingdom Ways for Family Prosperity. It's a family intervention service. Kingdom Ways for Family Prosperity. And we have tagged the meeting, My Family Must Prosper. Somebody say, My Family Must Prosper. My Family Must Prosper. And that will be your portion in Jesus' name. But if your family must prosper, there are ways, there are kingdom ways for your family to prosper. There are steps your family must take for your family to prosper. There are things that must be done for your family to prosper. And we'll be looking at 10 of them this morning, 5 in the first service and 5 in the second service. And I know this morning, the next family that will prosper is your own family in the name of Jesus. Let me hear you say a louder amen. God's desire is that family should prosper. In fact, the issue of family, God created the family. It is from God that the issue of family came out from. The Bible says in Genesis 2 verse 18, and the Lord said, it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate for him. God is the one that brought... The issue of family was not created by just anybody. It wasn't man that just wished to have a family. God created it as such. And he did not bring them together to suffer. He did not bring them together for them to be scratching the ground. He brought them together to prosper. That's why he made them in his own image. So that they can do well in life. And your family will do well in life. Your wife will do well in life. Your husband will do well in life. Your children will do well in life. Prosperity in the family is not a product of luck. No, but no family is just lucky to do well in this kingdom. It's a product of kingdom ways, which you can also call kingdom principles. There are principles that guarantee the success of a family. All through the scripture, we have seen failed families. Like the family of Eli, with his sons Hophni and Phinehas, dying the same day, and he himself dying, breaking his neck and dying a shameful death. And we have seen successful families, like the family of Abraham, and many others like that in the scripture. Very soon, your own family will be the family that will be mentioned. What are the kingdom ways for family prosperity? Number one is to possess a desire in your heart for your family to prosper. You must possess a desire. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 24b, the desire of the righteous shall not be cut off. Your desire will never be cut off in the name of Jesus. I say your desire shall be granted in the name of Jesus. The desire of the righteous shall be granted. It will not be cut off. You must have a desire in your heart that my family is meant to prosper and it must prosper. It must be a desire in your heart. You must desire for your children to be outstanding in their studies. It must be a desire in your heart. It must be a desire in your heart for your husband to do well. It must be a desire in your heart for your wife to do well. And God is going to make that happen and make it happen real quick in the name of Jesus. Always desire something good and know that it will come. Always desire something good concerning your family if you want your family to prosper. Don't assume that it's going to come. Desire it. Desire that among your sisters, your husband should be the best. Desire that your children should be the best among all their cousins. It must be a desire in your heart. Your heart must want it before God can give it to you. My prayer for you today is that your expectations will not be cut short in Jesus' name. What you don't desire, you are not permitted to acquire. Anything you don't desire, you cannot acquire. Something you are not longing for cannot come to you. That's why I always tell young people who are not yet married, don't ever think. Don't ever think that there are no good men again. That would be a very terrible mistake. I've heard young people say, there are no good men again. Everybody's, all the guys are very bad. It's not true. And I've heard guys also say, all the girls now, they are terrible. They are only after your money. That's not true. You must desire it, and then you can acquire it. In the name of Jesus, the Son of a Living God, in this year, 2020, your family situation will change for the better. I say your family situation will change for the better. Your desires concerning your husband, your wife, your children shall find quick expression in the name of Jesus. Be expectant, because heaven will raise every help possible to make your desire come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Number two, kingdom way for family prosperity is to put God and His word first in your family. Let God's word be first. Let God's instructions concerning the family be first. This is because God is the ultimate helper of man. Psalm 60 verse 11. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. God is the helper of man. And is not permitted to help a family until the family makes him first. He won't. A family that has another God, a family that consults another God, a family that references somebody else more than God, cannot secure prosperity from God. God first. God first. God's instruction first. God's love first. Giving to God first. Putting God first makes you first. Putting God last makes your family suddenly move from the front to the back seat. God first. Any other thing, God first. Any other thing, God must come first. His instructions must come first. His house must come first. Everything about God is about first. He says, I'm a jealous God. He doesn't settle for second fiddle. A family cannot consult another God somewhere, and after that God has failed them, he now say, God, I'm now back to you. God first, we always make a family first. A family that wants to prosper must take the matter of God very seriously. Take the matter of God's word very seriously. Waking up in the morning with their quiet time, or praying together, or in the evening, or both, as God will help you, or even more than twice, as God will help you, but minimum of once, standing with God, praying to God, calling on God, praising Him, worshiping Him, adoring Him, instructing the children in the way of the Lord. Today, that grace to make God first, God will give to you in the name of Jesus. In Genesis 18 verse 19, the Bible says, For I know him, that's talking about Abraham, that he will command his children and his household after him, that they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. Abraham was a man who put God first. God said, I want your son Isaac. He did not bother to tell the wife before he took the son. Because if he had consulted Sarah before he took Isaac, your guess is as good as mine. He will never take that journey. When you really want to do something for God, talking to people here and there about it first cannot work, because they will discourage you. But when God has spoken to you, or you have read the scripture, and in the scripture, God has told you something, put him first. In every of your endeavors and your family endeavors, you will never come last. I say you will never come last. I say you will never come last. If your desire is to be first always, take God serious so that you can end glorious. Take God serious. Take God serious. Take his word serious. Anything you have seen in the word, run with it. Anything the word of God has told you about how the family system should be, run with it. Then you are sure to be first in life. Nobody will see you at the back again. I said nobody will see you at the back again. It must be done regularly. Putting God first must not be done once in a while. It must be done regularly. It must be done. It must become a habit whereby when the family wakes up in the morning, they want to consult God first. Anything they want to do, they want God to be involved. In your family, anything that you are going to do, God will be involved. I say anything you are going to do, God will be involved. For this to happen, you must put him first in that family. You must take the matter of God and his interest as important to enjoy the blessedness of your family. A family minus God is like zero. A family that has deducted God out of his existence is like a zeroized family. Your family will not be zeroized. Zeroized is an accounting slogan. Your family will never be zeroized. That is, it will never be erased. Say a bigger amen. Put God first. Put his interest first. Put his house first. Put the comfort of the things of God first before your personal comfort. Then you will see how prosperous your family will be. Think of God first even before you think of yourself. Think of God first before you think of your personal comfort. Then you are sure to enjoy the blessings of knowing him and serving him. Number three, kingdom ways for family prosperity is to say only what you want to see. That is / talk faith. Talk faith. If you want to prosper in your family, talk faith or talk in faith. Say only what you want to see. Say only what you want to see. Don't just talk anyhow in your family if your family will prosper. Say only what you want to see. Be the first prophet of your family. Be the first prophet of your family. Before anybody will prophesy, your family is blessed. Your home is blessed. Be the first person to be pronouncing the blessings on your home. I read the story of a man who usually speaks evil about all his children. All the children. This one, he will say, see your head like somebody who will not be okay in life. You, see you. See how you are walking about in the house like a prostitute. Like, are you a prostitute? See the way you are walking about like a prostitute girl. See your face like somebody who cannot accomplish anything. And none of his children accomplish anything in life. The same way he was prophesying it. That is the same way all those children became. None of them, not one. I can't imagine somebody having six children and none of them, even one, came out well. Say what you want to see about your family. Call them rich. Call them blessed. Call them productive. Call them achievers. Someone say achievers. Not only achievers, early achievers. That's how to call them. Because the way you are calling them and what you are saying, you are calling them forth. The They might not look at it, look like it now, but they will soon begin to look like it. The Bible says we call the things that be not as though they were. You call the children, you call their glory forth for it to come out and find full expression. Wives, don't call your husband a man with a bad head again. You know what I mean, in vernacular. Don't call your husband a man with a bad head. Stupid man. Useless man. Don't do that. Because what you are saying is what you are going to see. He looks useless. When you now call him that, then he will now become even worse. This morning, God will answer all your petitions. Say only what you want to see. In Proverbs 18 verse 21, Proverbs 18 verse 21, the Bible says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your tongue carries death and life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Be positivistic. Be enthusiastic. In Numbers 14 verse 28, Numbers 14 verse 28, it says, say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord of hosts, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Can you see that? Say to them, oh, whatever they have said in my ears, that's exactly what I'm going to do to them. In my place, they say, it is what a person calls his shop or whatever he wants to sell. That is exactly what we are going to call it. I know you understand what I mean. It is exactly what you call them. That's what angels we call them. It is exactly how you refer to them. That is exactly how they will become. If you call them your excellency, they will soon become excellent. If you call them generals, they will soon become generals in the army. It's time to start talking up, not talking down your family. Husbands, stop talking down on your wives. If you call her foolish, it shows how foolish you are to marry a foolish person. So why do you want to call her foolish? Her behavior might be foolish, but when you speak well, and speak her into a new level, she will leave the level of foolishhood to wisdomhood. Don't talk her down. Don't refer to her as a nobody. My prayer for you today is that God will give you that wisdom in Jesus' name. Spouses, in marriage, it's very easy to become so familiar with your spouse that your spouse means nothing to you. It's so very easy. It's so very, very easy to talk down on almost everybody. To talk well about everybody, but to your spouse, you stay in the same house, you live in the same place, you talk all the time. This person means nothing to you anymore. So the best thing you can do is just to talk down on the person. That's not a godly way of living. The best person you speak to in terms of speaking well to is your spouse, are your children. May the Lord give us understanding. May the Lord give us understanding. Don't use your husband or wife to practice how to open eye. You understand what I mean? Don't use your husband or wife to practice that you have arrived. No, don't do that. You know, there are some people, before they married, they were still very okay. But once they have married now, their eyes open. So they want to use the husband to practice to talk the new style that have arrived now. No man here will drop to be nothing in life. I say no man here will drop down in Jesus' name. If a man continues like that, if the mercy of God is not available, God can drop him to make him know that he's a nobody. He talks down on everybody, talks down on the wife, talks down on everybody. Boost her self-esteem. Speak well about her. Don't speak about her body and say, look at how your body is even looking like. You are even looking like an amoeba. You are not even looking. What do you mean? Many years ago when you saw her, you know how she was looking like when you were running up and down. You heard this morning about how much they went to pay in Abuja for that bride. You know how much you paid. You know how many yams you took. You have even overutilized your money, self, by now. Within 2 years, you have spent all your money. That person is somebody else's daughter. And you are also praying to have a daughter. So treat her well. Treat her with dignity. Let your words to her be a words of appreciation, words of gratitude. That you appreciate her labor over the children. You appreciate her labor over the house. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. And women also, be careful, because women talk a lot and tend to want to just talk. A godly woman is not a woman that talks all the time. A godly woman is a spiritual woman. And a spiritual woman is a woman that has self-control. So everything your husband does that you just pack, don't talk down on him. Is this how your mates, is this the money your mates are dropping for soup? How many meats can this one cook now? Don't say that. May the Lord give us understanding. Somebody being blessed this morning, shout hallelujah. Number four, kingdom ways to family prosperity is to be prayerful. Any family that will be prosperous must be prayerful. We have often said that prayer does not bring money. But we are not saying that prayer does not bring prosperity. No, I said prosperity is beyond money. Prosperity is far beyond money. There are many things involved in prosperity. Fruitfulness is in prosperity. Productiveness is in prosperity. Favor is in prosperity. So prosperity has many, many things. So when we talk of prosperity, people think we're only talking about money. No. Many other things are involved in prosperity. Prayer opens doors. Prayer changes people. No matter how bad things are in the family, be prayerful. That's why in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, Luke 18, verse 1, the Bible says, men always ought to pray and not to faint. Men always ought to pray and not to faint. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 18, pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. Don't cease praying. I pray this morning that the Lord will give you the grace to pray the more in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. In Genesis 30, verse 22, the Bible says, and God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. This was as a result of prayer. God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her voice. There's somebody here this morning, God will hearken to you in Jesus' name. God will hearken to your voice this morning in the name of Jesus. Let me hear you say a louder amen. God will hearken to your voice this morning in Jesus' name. She needed children. And then in the place of prayer, God hearkened to her. That's why there are many things God told us to do in the Bible. There's very few things that God told us never to stop doing. And one of those things is prayer. 1 Corinthians 5:17. 1 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. In Psalms 25 verse 21. Psalms 25 verse 21. The Bible says, and Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was, you have the outline now. You have the outline. So when I said Psalms, you should have known I was saying Genesis 25 verse 21. I know that's what you also have in your outline. It's just a slip of tongue. In Genesis 25 verse 21, and Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord was entreated for him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. There was a challenge in the family. The family was meant to be prosperous. The wife was supposed to be pregnant. She didn't get pregnant. The Bible says, Isaac entreated. Isaac went to God and said, Father, this family must prosper. This family must do well. This family must go forward. And the Bible says, God hearkened to the husband's entreatment of the Lord, and she conceived. Husbands, you have a lot of work to do. Don't wait for your wife alone to pray. Because when the challenges of life come sometimes, either the husband or the wife, one of the two of them, sometimes might not be able to pray. They might be so overwhelmed. Their own might just be crying. The wife might be so emotional. There's a woman that's so emotional. They can cry and they fill a bucket. If you put bucket there, they will just be crying inside the bucket. And before you know, the bucket will be full. But at that period of time, the husband must be a man of prayer. Someone say man of prayer. Man of prayer. Entreating God for the family. Trusting God for the breakthrough of the family. Mark it. This year will not end before doors will open for your family. I say this 2020 will not end before doors will open for your family. Come on, say a louder amen. Isaac entreated God, and God listened. He hearkened. As you entreat God today, God will hearken to you in Jesus' name. The above shows the importance of prayer in the family. A praying family is a prosperous family. Because prayer ensures that there's enough fire to keep the devil away from the family. Prayer ensures that there's enough fire to keep the wicked away from the family. Prayer ensures that the forces of hell that wants to crush the family stay away from the family. You know, the Bible says, resist the devil. And he will what? Flee. Resist the devil. Resist. You know what they call resist? The person wants to come, you push him back. The person wants to come, you put us resist. You resist him steadfastly. James chapter 4, verse 7. So once you can resist him, he's ready to flee. Once you are not ready to pray, then he's happy. Anytime your family is not praying, the enemy is excited. Very good. These people, they don't sleep. I can't even imagine people can sleep off like this. Your family will not sleep off when you're supposed to be praying. I say your family will not sleep off when you're supposed to be praying. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. If you are praying, devil can't get your family. If you are praying, your devil cannot get your family. Once the issue of prayer is circumvented, once the issue of prayer is suppressed, once the issue of prayer is of no significance, once the issue of prayer is like something you can do when you have time, then there's a problem. Your prayer life will not be in chains in Jesus' name. I say your prayer life will never be in chains in Jesus' name. The prayer of the righteous is always granted. Your prayers will always be granted. That's what God knows, and the devil knows, that whenever two people, that's husband and wife, agree as touching anything, it will be granted. The husband and the wife, they have so much power because they have connection in the spirit, in the soul, and in the body. This connection makes them powerful forces. They meet on all platforms. And because of this, the devil fears them. And that's why the devil tries as much as possible to ensure that their prayer life is grounded. Their prayer life is suppressed. They are not praying. They don't care about praying. The children, husband goes his own, wife goes his own, children goes their own, everybody's not praying. Nobody's praying about anything. As from today, a new fire of prayer comes upon your family in the name of Jesus. I say a new desire to pray consistently comes upon your family in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Number five, kingdom ways for family prosperity is to give godly counsel to your family. Listen to godly counsel. Give godly counsel / listen to godly counsel. Any family that will prosper must always give godly counsel and receive godly counsel. The wife giving the husband counsel, the husband giving the wife counsel, and vice versa. The parents giving the children godly counsel. If you want to prosper, you cannot sideline counsel. In Proverbs 15, verse 22, Bible says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. In the multitude of counselors, they are established. In Proverbs 11, verse 14, Bible says, without counsel, where no counsel is, the people fail. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Where there's no counsel, the family cannot excel. You must learn to listen to your husband's counsel. You must learn to listen to your wife's counsel. You must learn to do it. If your wife was not mature enough for you to get married to her, then why did you do that? As long as you have been married to her, she has a right to counsel you. Sometimes God might not speak to you, he speak to her. Sometimes he might not speak to the wife, he will speak to the husband about matters that concerns the home. So you must not downgrade your partner or your husband or your wife or your children to the extent where they cannot counsel you. God brought them to your life for a purpose. God brought them into your life. And especially if the counsel is a godly counsel. If the counsel is a godly, because your conscience will tell you this is a godly counsel. The Holy Spirit in you will tell you this is a godly, and if it's not a godly counsel also, you will know. I'm not saying your wife should tell you to do something evil and then you do it. No, that's not what I'm saying. But when the counsel is of God, your wife tells you, this late night is not good. You know what is happening in the economy now. Stop going out late and anything you want to do, do it in the house. Any fish you want to eat, I'll buy it, or you buy it, I'll cook it for you here. Then you listen to the counsel. In my place, they say the dog that will be lost will never hear the whistle of the hunter. You know what I'm talking about? A dog that will be destroyed, the hunter will be whistling, hey, don't go to that place, there's a lion, there's a... Forget it. What do you mean? I'm a man of myself. I'm a rich man. I have an MSc. What do you mean? I'm a big man. I'm a man. May you not fall into the trap of the wicked. I say, may you not fall into the trap of the wicked. It was wrong counsel from Eve to Adam, which Adam accepted, that pushed them out of Eden. If Adam rejected Eve's evil counsel, they would still be in Eden till now. So we are not talking of bad counsel, we are talking of good counsels. Counsel that will bring your elevation. Counsel that will draw you closer to God. Counsel that will improve your marriage. Once your husband gives it to you, listen to it. I've told you the story before many, many years ago. Several years ago, maybe about 7-8 years or more. My wife gave me a counsel. I wanted to do a particular business with somebody, and my wife warned me. I said, this person, be careful of this person. I said, no, don't worry. I don't think it's a big deal. Because I was having pity on the person. You know, when you're having pity on people to do business, let me just help this person. And then I did business with the person. And before you know it, several millions of naira was lost in that business. The person just disappeared with the business. I'm talking of not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 million. The person just disappeared with the money. Say, whatever you want to do, here, do. You can imagine how I felt. I felt so bad. If I only listened to this counsel, I wouldn't have lost all this money. Everything, not one naira was recovered from that business with that person. And the person is not dead. Later, I discovered that the person has already duped another person, 100 and something million. If my own is just some millions, duped another person, and all the money is lost. You know, there are some people, they are like cursed people. Any money that enter their hand, the money must, it must disappear. Dupe this one, dupe this one, dupe this one, dupe this one, dupe this one. Yet, they are still begging. Sometimes, God will show your spouse, be careful of this person. Be careful of this way. Be careful of this person. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. So, learn to listen to godly counsel. Learn to, especially when your wife or your husband is somebody that knows God and fears God. If they give you a counsel that is anti-scripture, you can, that's a different thing. If, for example, your husband drinks beer and says, oh yeah, now, and he gives you a sip of beer, and the following night again gives you two cups, third night gives you three because you want to be happy with him. Very soon you are already backsliding and you already lost your Christian journey. That's not the kind of things I'm talking about. I'm talking about when somebody gives you good counsel, you receive it. But if it's a bad counsel, no, you are not allowed. May the Lord give us understanding. Well, I need to round up at this point because I want us to pray very well. Husband and wife must learn to always give themselves. That's why when you pray, you ask for God to give you wisdom regularly. My counsel is as follows in this first service. Counsel is as follows. Counsel number one, do all you can. Do all you can to ensure that you always desire a good family. Desire it. Don't care about what your brothers went through or what your sisters went through. Desire it. Counsel number two, make God the most important person in the family. Make God the most important person in the family. Counsel number three, keep your family altar alive. Keep your family altar alive. Keep your family altar alive. Pray together. Pray together regularly. If your husband or wife travels, pray together on the phone regularly. There's no barrier in the spirit. And of course, do all you can to give your spouse the counsel that will bring glory to God in their life. Give them good counsel that will bring glory to God in their life. Well, my prayer is that among the next set of prosperous family, your own shall be the number one in Jesus' name. I say, amongst the next set of prosperous family, your own shall be the number one in the name of Jesus. Among the next set of families that will do well, that will be productive, progressive, and successful, your family shall be the number one in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Your family will not be relegated. Your family will not be pushed down. Your family will not be destroyed. The wicked will not have his way into your home. The powers of darkness will not have their way into your family. Your children will be outstandingly successful. I say your children will be outstandingly successful. Your children will be outstandingly successful. In the name of Jesus. It is done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Give Jesus a big clap, he's worthy. Take your seat 1 minute. Well, we must not close this first service without calling on our friends. You are in this service, either physically or you are watching us online from anywhere in the world.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.